This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Futuro.
We know La Bamba is a song that's over 400 years old. That song survived because people sang that song. They didn't know how to read, they didn't know how to write, but they just passed it on. How are people going to know our story as Chicanos, mestizos, brown kids, mixed kids, if we don't tell our story? How are we going to survive for 400 years? In every art form, there's people who hold on to what they believe is tradition. And then there's people who are trying to like evolve with it. Don't let a conversation or those ideas of what tradition is keep you from telling who you are.
From Futuro Media and PRX, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, one of our How I Made It segments with East LA band Las Cafeteras. Las Cafeteras made a name for themselves with their politically charged lyrics set to traditional Mexican and Afro-Mexican instrumentation. The group from East LA fused a base of son jarocho with rock, ska, spoken word, and hip-hop, telling the stories they grew up with and the realities they still see every day in their communities.
In 1810, con el gran grito de pasión, se levantaron con razón. Black and brown fighting together on the day I'll always.
Singing in English, Spanish, and in Spanglish, their message has reached the ears of listeners all over the world, from the stages of the Hollywood Bowl all the way to New Zealand. On today's edition of our How I Made It series, we check in with three members of the group Las Cafeteras, Denise Carlos, Hector Flores, and Daniel French. They tell us about their beginnings, how they preserve telling brown stories, and they're going to break down one of their latest songs, I'm Not Your Puppet.
I'm Daniel French. I play jarana, keys, I sing, and I spit. And whatever else the band tells me to do.
My name is Hector Flores. I play jarana tercera. I dance zapateado and I sing with a little bit of spoken word and rap, rap, rap.
Hi, I'm Denise Carlos and I play the jarana primera. I sing and I dance zapateado. We are Las Cafeteras.
I always tell people who don't know Cafeteras, I always say if Lila Downs and Gogo Bordello had a baby in East L.A., that would be Las Cafeteras.
It's L.A. music. It's all the things that reflect the way we grew up.
What we're doing is carrying immigrant stories, Chicano stories, brown stories, and that's what we want to keep on doing.
We offer a reimagination of what it means to look Mexican, to sound Mexican, to speak Mexican, because even in Las Cafeteras, if the experience varies, the language style varies, the self-imposed identity varies.
In a way, I think it reflects the pressure cooker of life in LA. And so, of course, the music we create is influenced by how we grew up, the sounds we heard, the foods we ate at other people's houses.
You see us, and we don't look like Mexicans. We don't look like Speedy Gonzalez, right? We speak English. We speak Spanglish. We speak Spanish. We dance, you know, norteño style. We do zapateado, but then we also do ska and cumbia and, you know, rock. And I think what we offer is a discomfort and a reimagination of what it means to be American, to look American, what that sound is, what that story is.
Las Cafeteras comes from the Eastside Cafe. It's the space that Denise and Jose Cano, the drummer and percussionist in our band, they were part of a bunch of students who helped found the space. And so when we were starting to play music there, we would go play everywhere, coffee shops on the streets, in the corners, or wherever. And people would say, oh, here are the cafeteros from the cafe. But we had women in the crew, and they're like, we're not cafeteros, we're cafeteras. And we're like, yeah, even though we have men in the group, let's take on the feminine identity because we all come from a woman. So it's a great way to honor that we all have feminine inside of us. We fell in love with this style of music called Son Jarocho, which is an Afro-Mexican style of music.
It comes from this mix of West Africa, the Popoluca and Olmeca, and the indigenous peoples of Southern Veracruz and the Sotavento region. And you have the Spanish and Arab influences. Son Jarocho is about telling stories. It's about call and response. I tell a verse and you sing it back to me. So we make sure we're listening to each other. We talk about the real things going on in our life. And I think that's where Las Cafeteras' story takes flight, because then we say, okay, they're telling their stories, but we didn't grow up in Veracruz. We grew up here in LA. So what happens when we tell our story? What happens when we let the music reflect our experience and where we live?
As a Chicana, I was being told that the way I played Son Jarocho wasn't correct and it was disrespectful because I spoke Spanglish, because I didn't understand everything I was singing about.
We used to dress up like jarochos. We used to dress up in all white, wear the sombreros. But we stopped doing that because we're not jarochos. We're not from Veracruz. We don't say we play Son Jarocho music. We are grounded in jarocho, which taught us your story is important and vital. Son Jarocho taught us that we are valid, right? And for that, we are forever grateful, but we are not jarochos.
In Las Cafeteras and through Son Jarocho, I was given this platform and this vehicle to no longer be ashamed, to be able to be proud, and to be able to make connections with people all over the world.
The more we create that space in our band where everyone can express themselves and be who they are, the more I feel like we've created this space outside on stage for the listener to say, hey, no matter where you're from, homie, like, get up and dance. There ain't no wrong way, you know? And I think because we've been told that we were doing it the wrong way, we learned to shed our concern for what people thought and to acknowledge that we respectfully are gonna go our own path and let our path reflect who we are.
That's such a powerful thing for young people of color to be able to do, and to do it in a way that we're not apologizing for, do it in a way we're not ashamed, but being proud of our own existence and our own stories.
We recorded a song called I'm Not Your Puppet, which is based on a song called I'm Your Puppet, which we love, but we just added one word, not. But I'm not your puppet. When I think about oldies, and now they're all tragic love songs, but a lot of the stuff is about, you know, really unhealthy relationships. So we were strategic in trying to pick songs that we loved that could be flipped a little bit. I'm just a toy.
Oldies are something I guarantee you that no matter whether you're black, white, brown, Asian, wherever you're from, if you've been in America that long, like, you have that story, you have that connection to this song. Do just what I'm told. I do anything for you,
but I'm not yours. Part of the things that we do in Las Cafeteras is we always like to perform spoken word. We like to perform hip hop pieces. We decided to write a little piece just to include something different. It would be silly. I could be your soul man, get lost in that romance, show you how to slow dance.
I think it kind of expresses this connection between Detroit and the folks who created that music and Los Angeles and Mexico. And it kind of unites this continent, it unites our stories and reminds us it's just a thin line between our cultures.
I think saying I'm not your puppet, I can love you, I can cherish you, and I also expect the same back. It's just hoping that people listen to this song and say, you can love fiercely, but remember to love yourself fiercely and never to just be held by anybody's strings.
No matter what happens, we gotta remember to do the things that give us joy. And we can critique the people in power. We can critique each other and ourselves and talk about what matters and do it in a way that still gives us energy and life and motivates us to not just say what's wrong, but to go make things right.
Señor presidente, le vengo a avisar, no tengo papeles para trabajar. Señor presidente, pregunto por qué matan al moreno con piel de café.
We can't just preach to the choir, and also we can take a message that we never thought would resonate with somebody who has a different color of skin, different upbringing. We say, you should love who you are. You should love the person next to you. And we get the party cracking. And then we slip in these little messages. We hit them with, you know, if I was president.
If I was president, I'd roll up my sleeves as I face the congregation. First thing I do is free education. And every third period,
we talk about the things that are going on in our country, in our world, and we see that those words bounce back at us.
My poor black and brown kids that got caught up in three strikes. And when they get out, they get three bites so they can ride to their future, not to their past. Go to the store.
And some spaces appreciate that more than other spaces. We've been told to stop playing and stop being political, and people have walked out of our shows. Making people uncomfortable is not the goal. Making people reflect on why they're uncomfortable is what's valuable.
Conflict is a natural thing. You know, how we deal with conflict becomes the unnatural thing.
Growth is always going to be uncomfortable. And so what I'm hoping for with our music is not that we make people angry or that people walk out of our shows, is that we're able to, in the discomfort, grow.
The voices of Denise Carlos, Hector Flores, and Daniel French from the East LA band Las Cafeteras. This episode was produced by Jeannie Montalvo and edited by Miguel Macias. The Latino USA team includes Mike Sargent, Julieta Martinelli, Victoria Estrada, Patricia Zulbarán, Jeannie Montalvo, Alejandra Salazar, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. We're edited by Andrea López Cruzado and Marta Martínez. Our editorial director is Julio Ricardo Varela. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Additional engineering by Gabriela Baez and JJ Carubin. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Maria Skinka. Our fellows are Elisa Baena, Monica Morales, and Andrew Viñales. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. I'll see you there. Bye.
Latino USA is made possible in part by California Endowment, building a strong state by improving the health of all Californians, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and funding for Latino USA's coverage of A Culture of Health is made possible in part by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
You want me to move on or do you want me to?
We can move on.
Thank you. You're tired of hearing me swear. Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.